Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. I often get approached by investors who have $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000 in total, and they ask me if they should invest in stocks. Since the majority of Americans don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars at their disposal, the question becomes a reoccurring one. Generally speaking, if the investor is young, they might consider investing a certain amount on a regular basis in order to establish a sound and long-term retirement plan. Doesn't have to be a lot. Indeed, adopting a crippling commitment amount that one cannot continue for whatever the reason is a sure way to derail an otherwise intelligent endeavor. It is better to start with smaller amounts that are doable no matter what may lay ahead. Since a young investor is new to the world of money, I first issue warnings covering beginning investing mistakes which are so common with new or young investors. I won't cover them here on this newscast, but there are many. You can send me an email if you want a copy of that previous article. Since the young investor has plenty of time to build wealth, I am of the opinion they don't need an investment advisor and avoid the fees, and instead open up a discount brokerage account and buy a well-known and low-cost index fund, and then add to it on a monthly or quarterly basis. The Vanguard family of funds comes to mind, but there are many other fine funds. Generally speaking, the larger the fund's envelope of asset allocation or geographical localities, the less volatile it might be. The recurring deposit into the account establishes not only a good habit one can take into adulthood, the compounding of even a small recurring amount can grow to a significant amount given enough time. For older investors that might not have an extremely large nest egg, I remind them what they have is all they have, and it's that amount that keeps them from the line at the local food bank. That means not losing any of it, and that may mean placing their nest egg in a principal guaranteed investment. Today, that can include a savings account, some CDs, or a portfolio of U.S. treasuries, all of which are 100% principal protected by the mighty U.S. government. Although for the past few decades, these offerings have only paid a paltry return, these products are now paying a comparatively healthy payback now that rates are a little higher. Today, a properly constructed U.S. Treasury portfolio might offer an investor annual yields north of 4%, and that ain't bad. A triggered annuity might also be another option. Although annuities are not FDIC insured, they can be 100% principal protected by the underlying insurance company that's issuing the annuity. Triggered annuities may offer guaranteed interest rates and possible participation in market rallies as well, yet you avoid any downside. Even though someone may have a modest investment amount, some of these people may still wish to take some risk in the hopes of growing that nest egg. If that's the case, consider more well-known and widely popular growth stocks that have a proven track record and real profits instead of investing in wild startups with lots of promises but no profits. Going for the gusto might work out in your beer selection, but rarely pans out for the inexperienced investor when it comes to stock selection. On the flip side, I see the most damage done by investing in what I call privates. These offerings are not available through a broker, but brought to the investor by an advertisement relative or friend of a friend. Most are storylines about this or that idea or invention that sounds great, pushed by some enthusiastic entrepreneur or some glitzy advertisement. Other clickbait investments might be seeking money for some property or businesses or startups. They are great stories for sure, but from my experience, instead of big opportunities, they turn out to be big holes where your money disappears along with the person that's at the bottom of the hole with their mouth open. That's a great visual, isn't it? Summing this up is to say, don't buy anything that's not listed in the Wall Street Journal, which is to say whose existence is not widely known and not publicly listed. There are worthwhile and profitable investment opportunities privately available for sure, but I see too many dismal failures that swallow up people's money to recommend a private to the average investor. Avoiding some of the common pitfalls suffered by investing newbies and then considering some of the suggestions I have just made here might go a long way in helping you reach your investment goals, no matter what the size of your nest egg. That does it for today's Money Matters, and I'm watching the markets so you don't have to. Today's newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to sell or buy anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249, and am a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.